Man, you come straight out of a comic.
I think Dexter's lab daddy was selling cocaine out that house. And that's because hear me out. Because you can't have no lab that big and that light bill don't show that. So somebody was paying to keep this on.
That is true. Like, why? Like, where's the electricity coming from? Right, where the dad is not even, like, even questioning. Like, I'll be out there digging in the backyard trying to figure out, like, yo, because if he doesn't know about the lab, then you really, like, in your head, like, yo, what is going on?
I used to think that as a kid, too. I was like, where's all the electricity? Like, is his dad not mad or his mama not mad about the bill? Because I knew my mom used to yell at us about leaving lights and stuff on.
Listen yep. here.
Maybe that's like a black household thing. I don't know.
There ain't, that's why I said somebody is doing something illegal in that house.
Yeah, because
they're not paying attention.
Like, wasn't his mom just a regular house mom?
House mom. That's
her booty, though. She had a body on her.
She able to get a BBL. She was out here walking in heels the whole time. All she did was clean. That was it.
All she did. You know what? You might have a point.
And we know what his daddy did. They never showed him go to work.
Nah, yeah. And you know what? If you look at his character design, he looks like
what's his name?
From Breaking Bad, don't it? I'm telling you, it all fits.
Oh my God. I'm about to Google him right now.
I got it.
Yeah, because he looks regular, but he looks like the regular dad. But you know he holding on some stacks though. Like he looked like Marty from Ozark. Like he just looked like hey man, there's something
hold
more
on,
to
hold
you.
Hold on, I
got one picture I pulled up. He looks so sinister.
Is it the yellow eyed one?
No, he's like staring like.
Oh yeah, well, he like this.
Yes.
Yeah, well, he just.
I wish I could show you guys this.
I'm about to try to pull this guy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. He's like screaming at his bed. Yeah, he looks like he's definitely a drug dealer.
That's what I'm telling y'all, man. This dude was, and then that Muffin King episode he had, this man is slanging.
Bro, did y'all know that Dexter's they said his dad was in the US Army and served in the Vietnam War. But later became a drug addicted criminal. This is on the man.
On the wiki.
Everything you just said. Does that make him look like that?
Never mind. No, they gave me Dexter from Dexter's dad. I'm about to say, bro, wait a minute.
I don't care. It still matches.
It fits. It did fit. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. This is the face of the man selling hard ass dope out in these streets.
For sure.
The Muffin King was a different reference. We just didn't catch it. That's what that was. Them squirrels was the dealers. That's what it was.
His occupation is an office workman and a stuntman.
It's a drug
front. Not clearing trucks like that.
That's a drug front.
In a station wagon. Come on, man. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Straight Out of a Comic Book. I'm your host, Will Farrow, and I got some of my great friends here with me today. Young Deuces, Grace Arby, and Lark Scene is in the building. As y'all know, we always come with things, you know, from nerdy to pop culture, comic books, Marvel, DC, anime, cartoons. So you never know who's going to show up. And it's always great to see in the comments when people be like, yo, I did not know this person knew all of that type of knowledge like that and stuff. So it's always good to have a hub where y'all can come together. And today is no different because this is our Hear Me Out episode. All right. So to Hear Me Out, if you've already watched the episode, Deuces is very familiar. I'll be having some wild ass Hear Me Outs like you just saw at the beginning of the episode with Dexter's lab and his daddy selling cocaine, which I think is very true. And I feel like that's where they got Breaking Bad from. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But that's what we're all going to do today. I'm spreading the Hear Me Out so everybody gets to say their most random and craziest thoughts. And today, our topic is going to be day jobs. jobs. Now, before we start off, I know everyone here has had a job.
Yep.
Give me your standout day job that you ever had. Well, just job in general. Just your standout job you ever had. I'm going to go first. Blockbuster.
Hey.
Wow. I worked at Blockbuster. And it, yeah. On Friday nights, cracking.
That sounds like an amazing place to be.
Honestly. I'm telling you, nothing makes you grow an ego more than being in charge of people's late fees. That power you have.
Oh my gosh. I can clear them out.
And then sometimes I'll be looking, if we had very regulars come in and stuff. And so if you were a bitch or if you were an asshole, oh, I was on your head. My favorite part was when you got to go drop the video in the slot. And we'd be waiting because it's like, if you ain't here by 10:45, anything you drop from now, you late.
The countdown.
You late, yeah. Because we'll see, I tell you, people will come up and knock on the window. It's like, yo, I just dropped mine.
Nope.
Because whatever was in there, because you know, like you got to stock everything back onto the video. So whatever was left in the bin, that was considered next day. So if it was due today, I used to love watching that. Maybe just like, I'm on time.
No, you're not. Just go like this.
Mine's would have to be Best Buy. So I worked in the media section of Best Buy. So CDs and stuff like that. What they don't tell you, unless you know somebody who work at Best Buy, is that you get 40% off on all car electronics. So me being a hood nigga as myself, and yes, I had a hand-me-down Dodge Neon, but I had the most souped-up, jacket-ass down Dodge Neon that you ever seen in your life. Nigga, I had 216s. I had 2 Sony Explodes and an amp in it. I had the lights that light up with the beat. Bro, I'm out. So in Milwaukee, we have this thing called traffic, right? So it's after the club. You just kind of go down the street and you just cruise back and forth. It's a whole bunch of people in their whips. You seeing big body Chevys. You seeing Caprices. But who pulls up in that Dodge Neon? Your boy Deuces do. And everybody looking at me like, bro, why are you out here in traffic stunting the neon until I turn that system on and I'm out drowning everybody? I love that job so much because, bro, that was peak hood nigga them. For me,
there was that era of the radio faces when you went to Best Buy. Yes. Like, yo, I gotta get my radio set. Yo, watch this. Yo, it was a whole era.
I had a CD wallet in there. This is when Trapper Die was cracking. Kings of Crunk, so Lil John and the East Side was crazy. Yeah. Like, bro, you couldn't tell me nothing. I was out every Friday, Saturday, whipping in my neon, just out here.
I love that for you. That sounds like a great time.
Larsine, what about you?
Unfortunately, I had no like cool jobs like that, which I wish I did. The coolest job I had though was, I would say, Jamba Juice, which I'm drinking right now. It was fun. I used to get a discount, 50% off, or I would just get stuff for free. I was eating every day.
That's up there with us.
I had a supervisor too. He was like, I would tell him like, oh, can you ring me out? He would just look at me. He was like, if you don't take that shit and go eat, I'm like, all right. So I get stuff for free. My sister would come. She was pregnant. She would always bug me for Jamba Juice at the time.
I love that.
I used to make everything or just like make something new and be like, oh, I made this.
Just be creating stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Hook people up. It would just be scary though, because like people have food allergies. So like,
you gotta be careful.
Like cross contaminate. They're like, I can die. I'm like, all right. Well, it's a lot of pressure in my hands.
Right? I'm allergic to wheat. But like, didn't nobody.
Yeah, I'm allergic to strawberries. I'm like, why are you here? Like, that's all our drinks. So,
Can you recall a drink that you made that wasn't on the menu and you was like, oh, wow, this is fire?
That I made that wasn't on the menu? No, I can't. But, like, you know how they have, like, the secret menu? One is called the Thank You Jesus. I think it's it never was on the menu because you know. But it was like really like sour. And I was like, why is it called the Thank You Jesus then? Like maybe you look like you caught the Holy Ghost. I don't know. Cause it was like but I did, I made that one. And I was like, damn, people want this. Like this is
it was just a sour taste to it.
Very sour, like worse than the strawberry surf rider. And that was like pretty sour. Yeah.
I don't know why they name stuff after God and the Lord that don't taste good.
That's what I was saying. I was like, maybe it's the face you make, like, ooh, like, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, there was this drink I had in New Orleans. It was called the Walk Me Home Sweet Jesus. And it tastes horrible. But once you have it, you know why it's called that. Because it knocks you on your ass. And it's just like, yo, just... Jesus,
I ain't getting home tonight, guys.
Just get me home, Jesus. Just please get me home. Like I saw how to get it, but it tasted horrible though. It was just like, ugh, y'all drink this? But nothing to get like that. Grace, what about you? Yeah.
Man, my first job was I was a car hop at Sonic. And I would hook everybody up after the football game. I got all my peoples. I was like, what you want? You want a whole club sandwich? I got you. Like, I'm getting you everything. I was the first one to have a job. So I worked at Sonic. And I remember on my MySpace, it's probably still on my MySpace, I still have pictures in my Sonic gear with my visor. Like, thinking I was so cute in my Sonic, in my red Sonic, whatever that thing is. And then the visor. I was so cute. Besides smelling like French fries every night, I made some good money.
And I will say, Sonic has some of the flyest like gear for like work. I will say that. Like
if you found my MySpace, you would see.
You gotta make it full circle. You gotta be the endorsement person for Sonic's.
That's the only fast food place. Like there's not one here in LA, but whenever you go into the country more, you know, you'll find one. And I don't mind stopping there. Like, they've never, you know, let me down more than any other fast food restaurant. You know?
Yeah. You want to know a secret to Still Street promo? So, in Milwaukee, we got two. And I put Geek Set stickers right by that drive-thru.
Hey, right.
When I tell you... we get tagged the most out of like where our stickers are. They're on gas stations and everything. More people tag us at Sonic than anything because hey, listen here, niggas still go and fuck with Sonic's, man.
Sonic a gym.
I miss Sonic so much because from my hometown, like we have one. I grew up in Bakersfield, so it's like a country place. And I don't see him out here at all. So it like makes me sad because
the closest one is up north going there, I think like Santa Clarita. Like that's like the closest one I see. Yeah. But hey, that just means that's just a day road trip for us to go to Sonic.
Like near
Right. Yeah, I think Lancaster. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what a crazy thing about
what are you ordering when you go?
Oh, I get the
they got good ice.
Yeah,
they got the fire ice. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Why is that such a black staple? Why do black people like
the ice so much?
It's the perfect mixture. Yeah, it was a perfect mixture. It didn't melt fast. It felt like ice soaked in the juice somehow. And so, like when you had it and it was kind of gone, it was like flavored ice still.
Yeah, it wasn't watery.
Yeah,
it's just shocking. It's like because it's ice. Yeah.
And it seemed like then, and they sold it in bags too. I don't know if you do that. Like,
You
could buy it. If you go to Sonic, you say, "Can I get a bag of ice?" And they have to make you one. I think it's
Also, you can do it at Chick-fil-A too. I mean, Chick-fil-A got decent ice too.
Oh, Chick-fil-A got good ice too.
Yeah, yep, and you can buy the bag.
You can ask for a bag of ice. Another thing I knew too, because I used to work at Sonic.
Lark seems like soon as this is done,
Sonic.
Clear in the freezer. I need
a foot long hot dog and three bags of ice. That's it.
Like three bags of ice, you heard what I said.
And something crazy another people didn't know was that like the job that Grace had, that was like still like waitressing. And so, you know, like if you work at a restaurant, they pay you like $2.38 plus tips.
You want to know how much it was back in 2005?
How much?
What?
Like under $3.
Wow. Whoa, 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 whoa. $3. How much did you get paid?
We were getting like $2.50, $3 an hour.
Yo, so okay, so that might have been my store then. Yo, no, y'all position was getting paid minimum wage plus tips. So y'all were getting paid.
That was considered tips. Yeah, we were.
Oh, yeah. Y'all was racking up. Like the one we worked at, y'all got paid $8.25 an hour plus the tips you got.
God damn.
That was so I thought that was a Sonic thing. I didn't know that was just our store then. Yeah, because I was like, yo, y'all racking the fuck up.
Wait, where was this at, Will?
This was in Port Arthur, Texas.
Jeez.
Yeah, and I was looking. They was like, yeah, we make because they made the same as us. It's just they got tips. Because I was in the back. I was the cook. And we did way too much. We did way too much.
Oh, man, we had so much fun. We were having tater tot, like fights and shit.
Yep. We had ice ball fights. We take the ice, pack them like little snowballs, and just start throwing them. We had a freestyle. We had a whole freestyle battle in the cooler, like the freezer part, but the cooler part. People would come in and we just freestyle.
Besides smelling like French fries, and the bathrooms, clean the bathrooms. The bathrooms.
I hated cleaning. First of all, there
was this one time.
I hated that rotation.
Somebody must have just went crazy in there and just it was all over the walls and everything.
Shit.
And I told them, I was like, I will quit right now if you guys make me clean this. I will quit.
And we used
power washer.
One of the chefs was like, I'll do it. And like he just went back there. I was like, hell no. This is not in my description.
Every person that worked at Sonic that went through that. Like we had the same because the bathrooms are outside. So it's not like you can walk through and go. It's kind of like how the gas station is, but without the key. You could just walk in there, go use the bathroom, and then come back out.
Yeah. See, I worked at Pizza Hut, so you still had to go in, but it was the same. It was like I hated that rotation when it was my rotation. I'm like, damn, dog, I do not want to clean this motherfucking bathroom.
Right. Yep.
Same story is great. Somebody blew that stuff up on the walls, and the chickens was like, yo, I'm not cleaning it up. And then the manager came in the back, was like, yo, man, I need one of y'all to volunteer to go clean this stuff up.
Oh,
I was
like, do it.
I'll let you do it. Yeah, I'll let I ain't doing it.
I'm telling you, I was like, I will quit right now. I will walk out. You may
don't blame me. All
of them. I was like, I would, but I'm flipping these burgers. You know, these 4 for $4 specials you got going ain't going
right.
I'm swamped.
We're not trying to pass no E. coli to our customers. So. Right.
But it is, Rose. To answer your question, though, Grace, mine was the jalapeno Sonic burger. So it was like the
super yes.
That is mine. It's just like it's two meats, the cheese. I don't know what it is about Sonic cheese. Phenomenal. This the only like sliced cheese I know that actually melts and it melts with it. And it's just jalapenos on it and mustard. It's so good with tots.
You gotta get this episode sponsored by Sonic.
I mean, we are here. We're gonna do that. And a lemon berry slush.
Oh
slush.
Ooh, yes, slush. I like the strawberry. Strawberry limeade still is like it still hits.
I was just about to say that.
That and a supersonic burrito with extra jalapenos and my ranch on the side. I will still order that to this day. It still hits.
Bro, Sonic, what Sonic did is they unlock the hood nigga menu because you know we all mix sodas. It's like, all right, I'm gonna do a little bit of Sprite with a little bit of this. So once they added the flavor burst, you like, yo, I can mix anything. You in there, bro? You in there looking like the beginning of Mario Kart? You like, all right, I want some of that. All right, give me a little bit of that. Ooh, bring that down there.
And they'll do it for you too. If it ain't to your liking, they'll go remake it. They'll tell you that it's like, yo, let us know if you don't like it, and we'll go change it.
I still always tip my car hop whenever they come.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because you got to think, they committed, one, especially if you go to one where they're committed to the skates.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, it was, I never skated. The only people that skated were the men.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was how mine was.
They were men. They could fly on those skates.
Yeah, we had this one dude with like high shorts, and he always had his shirt tucked in, and he was just This motherfucker, every time you catch him, he just be, it'd be like he just gliding and it ain't even kind. He'd be spinning around like this and shit, rolling to the car. I'm like, oh, I'm like, yo. And they be hitting him though with $10 tips, like, five, like, yeah. Yo, like, they'll come back with like a whole bunch of money.
Working for these tips.
Yo,
okay. Yeah. Was, I wish I'd have got really good at rollerblades back then.
The four wheels too, at that? Like, it was the four wheels.
It was the four wheels. Yep. Roller skates.
Spinning on concrete, really? Yo. Like, really? Not no.
And it's unstable. Like,
yeah.
They were trained in Atlanta and came back and just.
Right,
and it was just like I got this. I couldn't be a stripper, so here we go.
Speaking of, right. speaking of people with jobs, Usher would have killed in Sonics, then.
For sure.
Usher would have been killing in Sonics.
For sure.
He would have got lower, did a split, and then just rise right in front of the car with right. your son.
Oh man, he would.
Sorry.
That's funny. That's funny. Remember those Sonic commercials? They used to have those good Sonic commercials.
They still do though. They still do. That's why when you said it, I was.
They got new people. It's not the two white guys no more.
Nah. Oh no. As a matter of fact, shout out to Darren Brand. Darren Brand and Tim. Formerly known as Tim De La Ghetto. They actually did a Sonic commercial for the MTV Movie Awards.
Wait, you got to say Tim. It's either Tim BC. Which is before Chantarangzu, or Tim AD, which is after De La Ghetto.
I say Chantarangzu.
So okay, let me try it. Tim Chantarangzu. Tim Chantarangzu.
So just say BC. Because if it happened when he was going by Chantarangzu, then it's BC. If it's happened when he's Chantarangzu, then it's AD because it's after De La Ghetto and he's now Chantarangzu. But if it happened when he was De La Ghetto, then it's BC because it was before Chantarangzu, he was De La Ghetto.
Hey, that's a good one.
Very clever. Very clever.
I told him that. He liked it. Yeah. I fuck with it. So.
He's like, I like that. I'm going to use that.
I'd have figured it out now. Tim.
Let me.
There you go.
Y'all know who I'm talking about. Like, you know who I'm talking about. You don't know too many Tims, no way. It's just like, who ain't, besides Tim Allen, ain't nobody taking Tim and just running with it right now.
Because when I say the word Tim, I think of Tim Allen. I may think of Tim Hardaway, but I really definitely think of Timothy Chantarangzu.
No, I'm saying, you got Tim locked down until I can figure out how to say it right. So, yeah. But Larson, you can tell us, what's your favorite, like, go-to Sonic?
Go-to Sonic? I'm very simple. I love their popcorn chicken.
What sauce you picking?
That right there.
Ranch
and honey mustard. Yes.
Ooh, they had some good honey mustard.
Yeah. Ranch would hit. I don't know, like, I don't know what they did, but the ranch in their packets were fire. It was like
cards now?
Huh?
I hope not, but
they charged it. I hope not.
I hope not either.
Like, right, well, there and go grab some
charging.
Right,
oh, and then, I mean everybody charging for sauce now. Yeah,
no, they really are. But that and the cherry limeade, I would say,
yeah,
that was my go-to.
Yeah,
I wasn't going too crazy with mixing stuff because if I didn't like it, I feel bad for telling somebody like. Can you fix this? cherry limeade. I think the only one I did try though, didn't they have like a green apple flavor too?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, they had a green apple.
That one too. And then that's it. Simple lady.
Yep. Ugh, yeah, you was right at the top of the menu. I feel you, man.
Popcorn chicken. Yeah. They're like, anything else? No.
No, that popcorn chicken hit. That like that's the one thing I'd say when they tell us drop popcorn chicken, it'd be gone like that. Oof. Yeah, I don't know what it is about theirs. It was like, it tasted like they had just cut it from an actual chicken.
From the chicken. Yeah. I caught and plucked and the chicken just jumped in.
You want to really get in your combo bag, you get the popcorn chicken and then you use the Chick-fil-A sauce. That combination, crazy.
What?
Ooh, you didn't open. Yeah, you didn't.
We need a Sonic.
I know.
We need a Sonic.
Yo,
like, I just thought it was, deliver Sonic this far.
How far y'all gonna go out? Like, how far can you go out? I don't care if it's cold.
I don't have to make a Sonic run.
We need to take a day trip and just go do a Sonic run.
I'm down. I'm so down.
I'm a whole.
I love food, so I'm here.
Yeah, So I'm gonna hold y'all to that. But yeah, man. So the reason why we talk about day jobs is because, again, like, all of us have had one. And so I wanted to know from y'all, like, I'm just gonna throw a couple of, like, you know, some heroes out there, some different characters and stuff that, you know, are really famous and known for, like, their heroism and all that stuff. But if that was not the case, what kind of day job would they have? So I'll throw out an example for right now. The Powerpuff Girls. If Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup had gotten rid of all the crime is gone, they done aged up a little bit and stuff like that, don't fight crime no more, what would their day job be?
I'm gonna go first.
You might as well drop it, Grace.
Yeah, you might as well.
I mean, they sound like strippers just by their name. The Powder Puff Girls.
They're going to be at P-Valley. They're going to be at Tuckalisa. They're going to be in P-Valley.
Yo, dropping
it. At the paint.
Dropping in the splits.
Follies.
They would make some bank. They would make a lot of money.
And now coming to the stage with the super strength, laser vision, and red hair that falls to her ankles, Blossom.
I could see it.
It's either that. Or they gonna be some city girls. They gonna be out here scamming and scheming and running that bag up.
Hey, I can see that. Yeah.
They gonna be city girls out here because you gotta think they're already adept to clicking up. You know what I'm saying? We see, right. You know what I'm saying, how they roll, and you know what I'm saying, they ain't dumb. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, they gonna be like, all right, look, we done being heroes. Let's get this money. And they gonna know they ain't dumb, so they don't, they gonna know, they gonna be able to use their looks, they gonna be able to use their smarts, they gonna be able to use their powers, they gonna run that money up.
Well, I have a little more faith in these girls that they might grow up a little wholesome because they got a daddy and stuff. I see Bubbles becoming a life coach and whatnot because of her little personality. Buttercup is a UFC fighter, and they
for nobody sure. Going, yes. 1,000%.
And nobody telling her shit. Nobody.
UFC, all that, yeah.
All of that. Blossom, you know what I can see Blossom, an entrepreneur. Like I can see her becoming, like a not an Instagram model, but definitely taking the all what has to offer with doing social media and stuff like that. Could definitely see her having like hair and cat cosmetics and stuff like that.
Definitely big promo code vibes.
For sure. I can actually see all three of them as content creators.
Oh, yeah.
That too. Yeah. That too.
Because you know TikTok. They may be twitching. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can definitely see them twitching. You know what I'm saying? Communicating with their community and kind of really building. Yeah.
I see them as like the TikTok dancers, you know, like doing a little routine.
Oh, there. I can definitely see that. Yeah.
For all three of them, you know, doing little tricks and stuff because they got superpowers. Like,
You know what, Will? You convinced me. Yeah, you know what? They ain't going to be out here scheming and scamming.
There you go.
Yeah, I do. You know what? Because now that I think about it, like, they going to be the new Kardashian empire, but, like, done right. Like, they not going to be out here, you know what I'm saying, messing up the culture. They going to be here for the culture. We going to see these three sisters excel. They going to be like, you know what I'm saying, like Chloe and Haley Bailey. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, it's going to be three of them. It's going to be out here just giving and killing it in the game, and I see it. I'm on the wholesome side now.
They're gonna be all over billboards, all over Sunset. You know, they're gonna be. They're gonna be sponsored.
And you also know they're gonna love them fuck boys, because you know they're gonna be getting with them rowdy rough boys with no hesitation. They're gonna have them heart to hearts. Blossom, stop messing with him. He don't love you. He don't care about you.
Everybody in the comments. She's still with him.
Romantic.
Yeah, she's still with him.
Not them in the shade room heavily. Like
I can see Buttercup posting on subliminals on her stories and stuff like that.
Living my life like it's golden.
We know who face I'm really punching in this bag.
Hilarious.
He don't want to see me.
They gonna be doing mad subliminals, like when you have a Mojo Jojo in your circle.
Oh my
God. Yo. Oh my goodness, man. Okay, let's move on to somebody else, man. How about Batman? Like Batman, no crime, no billionaire like status, no and stuff like that. What would Bruce Wayne's day job be?
So I'm gonna keep it a bean. Remember, I told you I had something for today, yesterday.
Yes.
So here's what I believe. All right, because remember, no crime fight, not Batman, but Bruce was born into money. So my theory about Bruce is this, man, because now granted, we give a lot, and I mean a lot of credit to Alfred raising Bruce right. But in reality, Bruce was a teenager who was a billionaire, who his only father figure was truly his servant. And in reality, a white billionaire is not going to be listening to his servant like that. Bruce Wayne would grow up and be Andrew Tate.
God damn.
Bruce Wayne would be the worst individual, because you got to think, this rich billionaire kid saw his family slain by the underbelly of Gotham. So he's already going to feel indifferent to people who's not making money. So he's going to already be talking cash shit to us. You know what I'm saying? And then as he gets more, he's going to be the y'all need to pull yourself up by the bootstraps type of vert. Bruce is not going to be a good individual if he didn't get into crime fighting. I have no faith in Bruce outside of crime fighting.
I was going to say a psychologist.
Hilarious.
Never mind.
Damn. And y'all over here saying Andrew Tate. I was thinking more like Mr. Beast, but damn.
Yeah.
Nah, I expect the worst from him, because when I started breaking down that scenario, I said, what's the likelihood of a white teenage kid who's a billionaire before and see his family get killed by the mean streets of Gotham? What's the likelihood of him turning out as a good person? I don't got high faith in that.
I can see him being like one of those like influencers that sells like the StockX. What's those people? The investor X, like
Forex or Forex?
Yeah. Oh,
for sure.
Where did they all go?
By the way. Yo, you don't be saying, like, I don't know what happened to like these shoe salesmen that was like, yo, hey man, StockX, bro. I got that new one. I got that new heat. I don't know what happened to them. They just disappeared off social. I was gonna say car salesman. That's what I saw. Like, he saw his parents get killed. I don't want to deal with all of it. I don't want all this responsibility. They died because
I want this life.
I want this life.
I'm giving it all away, and I'm going to be a car salesman. And he gets with a woman named Jen, not Jenny, Jen. And he lives out a solitary life. He was just like, yo, I don't fuck with none of this no more. Car salesman. That's where he gets his daily intake of humans, and then he just be like, I can't stand these motherfuckers, and then he go home. But he sell the shit out of them cars, though. He sell the shit out of them cars, and I feel like Joker would also have a car dealership across the street,
right across the street,
where he'd be selling cars too and stuff.
But Joker,
we got hilarious prices, y'all,
right?
Hilarious prices over here. Joker, I'm gonna laugh. We gonna laugh y'all all the way to the bank on this one.
Yeah.
Batman will be pissed.
That's funny.
Batman will be pissed off. So let's move on to another. Does anybody want to throw one out there of where y'all would think like what their day job might be? Anybody? Comic book, anime, cartoon, whatever. Grace, you look like you got you one.
Wait, we're not talking. This is a new one.
Yeah, just throwing it out there randomly.
Ooh, wait, come back to me, because I was, because I didn't really say the one for Batman, but.
Oh well, which one you have for Batman? I thought you said influence.
I actually could see Batman, you know, or Bruce Wayne, like being a really good underground rapper. You know, like, he dropping some bars. You know,
yo, the Eminem of Gotham.
Hey, because he sees some shit. He did see some shit. He saw some shit.
I could see it. I could definitely see it. Yo.
Not mad at that. Not mad at that at all. I actually could see that.
Like, yeah, because he starts. He saw some shit. He's gonna be talking about that day, like, you know, so that's gonna be his 50 right.
Yo, we gotta get AI. See, that's where AI. Hey, AI, come up with a rap from the perspective of Batman, of Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Bars.
It would be fire. It would probably. Actually, I could see that.
I can see that. He just dropping it. My heart cold, like ape. Like what's her name? Damn it, I forgot her name.
What is it? Look. Iceman.
Dang, what's her name? What's
Emma Frost?
Yeah, no.
That's Marvel.
What's Mr. Freeze's wife's name? My heart cold like Nora Frost. And Nora shit. Like, yeah. I can see him writing some stuff like that, like just dropping bars.
You know.
He's gonna have a story. Like I said, that's his parents getting shot. It's gonna be his 50 Cent get shot 9 times. Like that's gonna be a recurring theme that he brings up. Like
that man be that man. He want to shoot a music video at the Iceberg Lounge with Penguin and shit. Just be like, yo, I'm just trying to perform and tell my story. You know what I'm saying, man? You know. Yeah, I can see you.
How come they never told? Who's the underground rapper of Gotham? They never really showed somebody talking about the streets of Gotham. How come they don't got that?
I don't think they ever really show anyone like artist wise, except maybe like something pop, but they never like gave them like actual music.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Somebody and because you gotta think with all the shit, even if you're not a victim of Gotham, but you grew up in Gotham, meaning that you grew up when the Joker had his run, when Penguin had his run, when Two-Face had his run, when Harley Quinn was running around, like bro, like you seeing some crazy shit as just a citizen.
Right.
Like, you would have bar.
Couldn't nobody tell you nothing.
Should be a rapper.
Yeah, couldn't tell definitely you. I'm from the hard streets of Gotham, Vengeance. Son.
That's his rapper name.
What's his name?
Is it Vengeance? Did I say this right?
Yeah. That's
Vengeance.
That would be a hard rapper name.
This is Vengeance. Check my interview out on the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne the God, DJ Envy. You know what I'm talking about? These mean streets of Gotham out here, son. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, man? Fuck the Bloodhaven niggas all day. You know what I'm talking about?
You know, hey, you know what I'm saying? New album dropping like my mama's pearls in the alley. You already know.
No.
Yo.
Horrible.
Damn.
All right, y'all. I'm out.
Yo.
Oh, damn. It's Mother's Day. We're over here making these mean jokes.
Morbid jokes.
You know what I'm saying? It's cracking like my back after bang. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, God. I have a shirt with Bane actually cracking.
Yo, that's some crazy ass shit. Like that, that would make me quit after that. You know,
what also makes it like tragic is that as a superhero, that is the most human way to get taken out as a superhero. You got your back broken. Like you didn't get blasted with a blaster ray. You didn't get thrown into the negative zone. You got your back broken.
Nigga what? Came up and just
what's, you got what's the same injury as Mike Tyson on a hover round.
Yo, and the crazy thing is just imagine just being on the ground and can't move, like yo. I'm out in these streets by myself. Don't nobody know I'm here. But Alfred.
In a full bat suit.
Yeah.
On the ground.
Yo.
Somebody walk by it, like.
Alfred.
Help me.
Alfred.
Help.
I got to pee. Please come get me.
I broke my back.
My back. I'm on my way, sir. How long? Alfred. Oh, I think I pooped, Alfred, and I can't tell if I pooped. My cape feel funny. It's in an awkward place, and I can't move it. Alfred, can you bring some chicken wings when you get here, too?
My utility belt is completely useless right now. It can't help me with nothing.
Can you bring some Sonic?
Oh, my goodness. Shit. But okay, does anybody have one they'd like to throw out there?
I was just thinking about how, like, because I've been watching Demon Slayer, I was just looking at Tanjiro. I was just like, what if you probably might be like a life coach or like a motivational speaker?
So Tanjiro definitely would. It's either him or Naruto would be a life coach, because
I was gonna say that as well.
It would be a life coach.
They lean heavily on the friendship. You're better than this. Like they definitely.
You gotta keep going.
I'm not gonna give up on you.
Don't give up.
Yo, he would give the best motivational speeches at a TED Talk.
Right.
Yeah. Yo,
he would be so great. I know you can do it, guys. I know you can do this.
Believe it. Believe in yourself.
What's the Ninetales Fox name again? Well, I can't think of his name right now. I'm blanking. But like Naruto's TED Talk would be, the title would be Find the Ninetales Fox Within Yourself.
Oh, right.
Right. That would be his TED Talk.
My new book.
Find the Ninetales Fox Within Yourself.
It's my new book.
Rama.
The Ninetales Within You. Get it on Amazon.
All of us have it within us.
I can see that.
Have to unlock it.
You have to unlock it through, through dedication, determination, willpower, friendship. Because you know you got to throw in friendship.
Yeah, I can also see him being a talk show host with that too.
Yes. It's funny.
Definitely.
Because we know Goku would 100% either be a trainer or actual fighter.
So
I think a trainer.
I think a trainer is the easiest one, probably. And he'd be sponsored by Nike somehow.
He'd be a trainer at Equinox, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Equinox. And he definitely would be a trainer, because like trainers left to taunt you, like, oh man, like that was great, like you think you could go harder next time, or you think you fight like better next time, like very very happy. And they're just like,
but then I also wouldn't want Goku to be my trainer, because Goku also has he has unbelievable believability in his people. So you'd be like, yeah, I'm a lightweight. He's like, okay, but like this heavyweight, I know you can take him. And it's fucking Deontay Wilder. And I'm like, bro, there's no way I can beat this nigga. He's like, no, you got it. And I'm like, go, chill out, bro.
If I can do it, you can do it.
I can definitely see Goku doing that, or having like a cycling class, and you had to win a whole hour, and you're just like, you're like, fuck.
Cycling.
I'm so glad it's over. Oh, no, it's time to do Super Saiyan 2 now. Ha! I was like, fuck you. He would definitely do
a little boot camp of everybody just going Super Saiyan, just yelling.
And just on the bike, just now, yellow hair, just like, bro, bro, no.
Imagine walking by that.
Is this just power up? Why are these people on the floor? Wait a minute. Why are you still on a bike? Yeah, no.
I'm on record saying Yajirobe will be selling drugs. Like, because here's the thing, bro. This is my theory about Yajirobe. He has one job with Korin, and his one job is to make sure that the Senzu beans is ready for the Saiyans when the next threat comes. Yet every time they go to him, he only has two, maybe three Senzu beans. I believe on the side, he's slanging Senzu beans down to the people on Earth. That's why we don't never have a steady supply. Because you think they should have a steady supply. It should be easy for them to grab it. But they don't ever have it, because Yajirobe be taking them and he be slanging them on the streets.
Yeah, Jerobe be breaking them up too and putting them in packs like rocks. Yeah. He like, you can't get a whole one. You don't need a whole one. You get a little piece.
Got these Senzu beans on the
Mm-hmm. Slanging them Senzu beans, man.
I'm gonna give you two pieces of Senzu bean for $33. That's what you got. That's all you need. You're gonna be right as rain. That I was about to say, I think Chow Su be doing that. Chow Su be slanking drugs. That's why TN was watching this back all the time.
Oh my god.
But so we'll keep it in that thing. What about Ash from Pokemon? Like, you know, we just recently found out, like, Ash became a trainer after 25 years.
Man,
he's the very best. So that's done. That's over now. He's dead.
Bro,
is his day job?
I think he'd run a dog kennel.
I can see it.
You know, Pokemon trainer. He trains, and you know, I dog kennel, great, you know, with training, talking to the dogs, walking them. Yeah. You know.
See, yeah. you got better hopes for him.
Yeah.
I was going fast food clerk.
Why fast food clerk?
What else? Look,
trying to make him a business owner.
outside of running around catching Pokemon, Ash don't look too smart. I'm gonna just be honest. Ash don't look that bright. And it took him 25 years to get this down. So I just see. I don't know why Ash just gives me.
Did she quit because he was hating on Ash? Did she leave?
What you not gonna do?
What's not gonna going on you? My Ash like this?
Ash while I'm on screen.
And you know what's crazy? She dressed up as Ash for Halloween. So,
aww.
I don't know why Ash just give me like. That's it. That's all I know how to do when I'm done. So now, like, what do I go do now?
So I believe because he's known for traveling, you know, he got to go on this journey with his Pokemon. I mean, I don't have as much faith in him as well. So I believe that he's going to be one of those wish you were here people with the signs. Like, I feel like Ash would be one of them people.
Not the, playing my not, boy. Y'all are playing my boy.
Not the tilted people. Yo, fresh pizza inside?
No, a sign like.
No, not them. No, you don't remember that social media campaign where it was all those people like flying to like Cancun and they had the sign that says "Wish you were here," and then like
Them.
Oh my gosh, I
probably
blocked all them. I do not remember that.
Yeah, nah. When I couldn't go, that's when I was like,
I'm right, I'm not there.
Yeah,
you could have been there. You would have had to. It pretty much all it was a pyramid team. You got to sign up, then you got to go to a 4-hour meeting, and then you got to recruit people, and then once you get enough money, then you get to do the thing.
Absolutely, I
don't like pyramid schemes because they don't let you do what you really want to do. It's like, look, right. I know this is a scam. Let me make more money that helps you make more money. It's like,
wait, I know how.
Yeah, you got to make it a certain amount.
So I had one job where they did let me do it. And I can talk about it. Statute of limitations. I think I may have told this. I know, you know, I talked about it on Geek Set. I worked for the door-to-door people that do AT&T that was like switching people over. But yeah. what people didn't know was AT&T had a subsidiary phone company where you could get your phone bill down to $13 a month, landline phone, right? So me, because I'm cool, I'm good in the hood. I was like, once I got to a point where I had a team, I would pick nothing but the territories in the hood, and I'll find one person who would finally listen to me. And I'd be like, bro, I can get your phone bill down to $13 a month. And they'd be like, nah, you can't. And then once I do it, instead of going door to door, I'd be like, bro, call everybody, you know, tell them everybody in the hood, I'm bringing everybody phone bill down to 13. I'd be stationed at one house. It'd be just a slew of people coming in. AT&T was cool with it because they was like, well, should you bring in us the subscriptions? But I was like, that was a pyramid scheme that allowed me to do what I was supposed to do. And I made decent money there.
Damn. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Very smart. Very smart.
Yeah,
very that's smart. Because like, everybody else avoided the hood. And I'm like, nah, you can't avoid the hood. You just got to know how to talk to them. And I say, if I'm telling people I'm saving you money and I prove it, you won't call everybody. It got to that's the point it. Where people's aunties and grandmas was bringing me food. Because I'm just like, yeah, I'm just sitting there calling, bringing everybody. So, and I would hit my numbers. And then I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I got a team of five. So I'm like, all right, you're going to get this sale. You're going to get this sale. We was killing it. For a minute, for like a good 4-month period, and then I was like, "All right, this is too much. I need stable income. I can't rely on this."
So, who do y'all think would run a pyramid scheme?
If I'm gonna start an anime, I think Baku from My Hero Academia would definitely start one.
So, I actually think Nami from One Piece. I love Nami, but Nami a hustler. She a hustler.
I love that. That's actually really, really.
I think, and I think she'll do it well too.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really got anyone to be honest.
We'll see another pyramid scheme.
Nobody to pop up in my head.
Didi from Dex's Lab. And wouldn't really? Even know, and wouldn't even know she doing it. That'd be the funny thing.
Ah, okay, yeah, that I could see. That
I mean, obvious, probably. I mean, and I don't think it'll be a functional pyramid scheme, but Phineas and Ferb, because the way that they able to break to build shit up and break shit down like that, like they'll be functioning and they'll be a traveling pyramid scheme. Because soon as the feds get on them, they skip in town and they are, and because like I said, they obviously know how to break shit down quickly because they sister ain't never catching them.
You know who else I can see running the Ponzi scheme and you wouldn't even find out till you got to the tippy top? Group from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh my god. Why?
Because I see one person taking it too seriously, thinking they know what he's talking about, and he just keeps saying, I am Groot. And he's like, that's a great idea. And he builds the whole thing for him. And they just going based off of him saying them three words. I can definitely see Groot being part of a Ponzi scheme and being at the tippy top of it. And then nobody would get caught because nobody would really understand what he's saying.
He can't take the stand.
No.
Or he would get a bunch of followers. What are they called? Like in a commune.
Oh, yeah.
He would definitely be a leader of a cult.
The Church of
Groot. Sure.
The Church of Groot.
I could see that.
I could
definitely see that.
Yeah. I could see
that. All
right. Right. Okay.
I'm Groot. Yeah.
People, that's going to be funny because, like, Groot is probably like the best. He is the best sidekick to a narcissistic person because all you got to do, like, you could just say, like whatever you're thinking, you're like, oh, see, he co-signed it, and people be like, no, he just said, I am Groot. Like, yeah, but when he said, I am Groot, he was saying, go ahead and do it, and like, nah,
what he meant was
like, who go? You can't prove it.
You can't. UK at all. So we'll do two more and then we'll move into our next thing and we'll just give a few of those. Black Panther.
This one different. This was difficult.
Cause okay, you know, no Wakanda, not a king comes over to America and it's just like, you know what? I'm gonna just chill out here. Or you know what, not even just America, just you know, like I'm gonna lead it down. Deuce, what you got? Yeah.
Because we gotta remember, like, we give Shuri a lot of props for being the smartest in the family, but she said in Black Panther 1 that T'Challa was the one that pushed her to do that, and she used to get a lot of knowledge from him. And because of how T'Challa, like I said, just you see how he acts about Wakanda, about heritage, about stuff like that. I do believe that T'Challa would actually be a professor. He would be a college professor teaching just like African studies or just stuff like that, because he is a highly before all of that. You remember, because he went out on his own to learn. One of T'Challa's biggest traits is he was already supposed to be king, and instead of taking the mantle right when he was supposed to, he went abroad to America so that way he can further his knowledge. And so I do believe that he would have continued down that path, end up being a professor, you know what I'm saying, at a prestigious HBCU and just teaching just Black history. Like, yeah, T'Challa would have been one of them.
I can see that.
Nice.
I can see that. Yeah. Okay. Grace, what about you? I know you. I saw that you had one.
I was thinking he would like be in agriculture. He would I feel like he would be really interested in just preserving the earth and like the motherland. So I could see him, you know, then he could just, you know, discover vibranium just by like, you know, digging and, you know, but I think I could just see him just being
someone tending to the land, making sure that it's still here for everybody.
Hey, they're gonna call him Agriculture Bay on Twitter.
Right.
You know, he's gonna be doing a little like picking up the dirt, just
them hands, like he gonna have that picture with them hands like this and stuff.
Yep.
Like the pile. Could see that.
I could definitely see that. What about yourself, Lexi? You got one?
I just thought about it and I would say a pastor. He knows how to talk to people. He's very like relatable and knows how to give like a motivational speech. And you know, he has that voice. And very like, I guess like stern, like a pastor would be.
Yeah.
I could see that for him and, you know, make people want to go to church, return and all that. So yeah, pastor.
I could definitely see him being a pastor and still had a little thing on there with the pastor.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be tripped out. He's going to be tripped.
Yeah. Man. He would definitely drift out.
Listen, Alfred's gonna be on point.
Giving under to the Lord today. Everyone, please have your seats.
Welcome to the have your seat, everybody.
I know you have been through troubled waters. I understand. You have just got to keep the faith in the Lord and the God Jesus Christ, and you will find a way.
Yeah, Jesus.
Let us all say his name. Ibombe.
Ibombe. Ibombe.
Hilarious.
You know what I had? I had basketball coach.
I can see that too. He's leading people. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's definitely a natural born leader. So I can definitely see him in that. LeBron, LeBron, you have to take over. You have to, LeBron, in the fourth quarter, you have to take over and you have to score the last shot.
I can just see him doing the same thing with the exercise. In
the locker room before they come out.
I can see him, like, especially like for like the teenage boys and stuff like that, to really look up to him, give them the advice they need and stuff like that. I can definitely see him doing it for like people like in those like inner city districts and stuff that's trying to get folks to the NBA that can't get a chance in school and stuff like that. I can see him building a whole center for it, Shuri helping them out so they got the best, you know, in athletics and stuff like that, and just really giving them the training that they deserve and stuff. That's what I see from him.
Yeah, because he would be one of those coaches that are more than a coach, you know, like one of those ones where, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, unfortunately in the Black community, we know there's a lot of single mothers and everything like that. Yeah. So, you know, when you're looking for just additional father figures or just additional just respectable men to kind of help out. And a lot of times a coach does play that role in a lot of young men's lives. And I can see him being that one of those people that kind of just help, you know what I'm saying, in those type of scenarios, like you said, in the inner city and just, you know, teaching life lessons, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and cutting it straight. Like, you know, hey, you may not go to the league, but, you know, here's things that you can still do with your talent, with your smarts, and just help encouraging people. Yeah, I can see that too.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I did have a pure Wolverine, but Wolverine already kind of had a day job. The more I thought about it. Yeah, he was a lumberjack. And
I couldn't think of anything outside of that.
I was going to give him a lumberjack.
He would be in the Marines. I feel like he would be.
I mean, we saw him in the military. Yeah, he definitely was still in the military.
Oh, right. He's literally had like every
war.
Yeah, he was in the war.
He's had day jobs.
He has. That's why when I thought about it after I wrote it and I sent it, I was like, He's had day jobs.
He's the everyday man. Would you say?
I could see him being an Uber driver, like, to Grace's point.
Uber driver.
I could see that. Actually, he was. I just thought about it. No, he wasn't Logan. He drove a limousine around.
Oh, yeah, he did. Damn. That's probably why it's the
all right. See, this is why I like him. He's relatable.
He is. He's the everyday man.
He's my favorite.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites for sure.
He's the everyday man because you got to think all those jobs that he had requires him to be around like people in the public, and he really doesn't fuck with the people in the public, but he musters that down so that way he can just be, you know, like, he's a solid individual.
And you want to know why? And that's what make everybody want to fuck with him, because he don't fuck with everybody. So he'd be like, they're like, why are you so
business
stupid? And just go home
alone.
just go home, man. Wolverine would be also, I just believe, because he's also the everyday man, but he also he invokes like you feel safe around him. I can see him being security as well.
I can see security.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, because you got to think, like, we get used to always seeing like the big stocky guy, you know what I'm saying, as security, but everybody has always seen a group of security. You see the one kind of like short buff guy, you're like, why is he there? Who is he securing? Come to find out, he really that dude. Right? You're like, oh shit, he that guy. All right.
Throw you across the shoulder.
So that'd be Logan. Because, you know, we know he ain't that tall, but you still feel safe around him no matter what. No matter who you're going against. You're going against tall ass sentinels. Wolverine comes, you're like, all right, we got a chance.
Right.
Yep. You know? That's true. Yeah. I was also gonna say truck driver. I was gonna give him truck driver.
He definitely truck driver vibe.
Definitely got truck driver vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing the open road, you know what I'm saying? Living off the
living. You ain't gotta talk to people.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Get to sleep in this truck. That's it. Just go deliver everything and be done.
And no fear.
No fear.
Yep. Exactly.
Matter of fact, he wish a nigga would try to steal his convoy. He's like, I cannot wait until somebody try me.
Yo, I've been waiting on these little Fast and Furious dudes to run up. Like,
right.
Come on. I'm ready for you. So we're going to jump into our final segment two of this Hear Me Out, which is what is called the alternate reality. So we've been talking about superheroes, comic books, all cartoons having day jobs. So this one I wanted y'all to figure out in an alternate reality, if the hero was the villain. I wanted to know from y'all, who are some heroes that you know that you think would make an excellent villain?
Okay.
That would make it
extra. I got one. Great.
Go ahead, Grace.
Hear me out. Okay. I think that Superman would be the ultimate villain and Lex Luthor is the hero because some aliens just coming to Earth and you just protecting Earth. Like, that's all I had. But I just was like,
You're cooking though, because you got to think that's Lex's whole thing against Superman. The only reason why he doesn't like Superman is because an alien came to Earth and the world loved him. He's like, yo, like, bro, like, fam, it's me. Like, I'm him. Like, don't love him.
Where
love
did
me.
He come from?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not just supposed to be here. He's not one of us.
I think people kind of like undermine that too a lot because I think because you kind of have metas, but even too, to like Lex Luthor point, you just be like, yo, they were here, them by accident. He came down, and then like every time I just imagine Lex freaking out when he see a new power. He just on the TV watching this, and he's just like, bro, this dude just flying everywhere. Did this motherfucker just shoot lasers out of his eyes? Ain't nobody tripping about this?
I was gonna say.
The dude just picked up an army tank and threw it. Ain't nobody else. So I'm the only one stressing about this? Word? Ain't nobody else worried. Nobody else. This man, we shot a nuke at this dude and he survived. So ain't nobody else scared but me. I'm the only one tripping.
I would be tripping, actually. But doesn't he like change or turn kind of like evil or like kind of lose his mind and is it Injustice?
It's not that he turns evil. He turns to a dictator pretty much. So it depends on how you look at that. But he pretty much says, all right, I'm tired of trying to, you know what I'm saying, turn you guys back good. It's either you listen to me or you get lobotomized.
but you see, and to that point and to what Grace is saying, that's what makes Lex a better hero. Because it's just like, yo, at any time he can do that. Like, we even see that, like, if you watch The Boys. Like, you saw Homelander.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
How Homelander be thinking, like, yo, I could laser fry all these people in this crowd right now.
Damn, I don't need to be a hero.
And they don't never show Clark that. They don't never show Clark, like, contemplating that. And that's why I'm just like,
yeah,
bro, Superman could just punch someone in the face and they whole face just gone.
Yeah.
But that's it.
So, hear me out. Hear me out. All right, who has the better villain story than a person who has been with a person who's been with the hero since day one, right? Been with the hero since day one, yet every time that you mention me, it ain't even my name. I'm being linked to this person, right? And then when I finally get my own entity, you don't give me any of the powers that I see in the main hero get. All I get is a vacuum cleaner. Luigi would be the greatest villain. He doesn't get any.
I was like, where's this going?
I'm like, a vacuum cleaner? Who the hell?
Yo, that's why I lost. I lost everything after that. I was really trying to figure it out. And he said vacuum. I was like, I don't know what the fuck he was
doing. In Luigi's mansion, he ain't getting no fire star. He ain't get a star to go invincible. He didn't get the big mushroom to grow. No, they gave him a vacuum cleaner.
And a flashlight.
And a flashlight.
Where you flashlight
and
at?
And it's never Mario and Luigi, Super Mario and Luigi, Mario 64 and Luigi. No, it's just always Super Mario Brothers. And I know Luigi's last name is Mario, but when do I get my love?
And he never gets the girl.
He like never. Ever. Like I said, they brought in a whole nother princess, and we don't really get to, we don't really get to see their love story. It ain't never about Luigi.
I still don't believe that Luigi is beating them guts like Mario is with Peach.
Yeah, Luigi.
I don't believe that for a second. that man is paying.
And he got height. He got height on his brother, and that don't help him out either.
And it still don't help. And I still think Mario maybe stole Luigi's style. Be like, man, I was in the overalls before you put them on. Wait a minute. This was my fit. And you came out here dressing like me.
We're not twins. What the?
We're not twins. And then it's like, y'all getting mad at me. You the one with the stupid name. Your name is Mario Mario. That's stupid. It's fucking dumb.
And to keep it a bean, I peeped the whole play. Bro, you keep on saving the princess. She don't want to be saved. She want to be there, bro. I see it.
Leave her alone.
Be like, to this day, I keep thinking Mario is the side piece in this whole story. And that's what we've been playing this entire time.
Dang.
Hey, I gotta say, Peach, from what?
What you getting kidnapped, bro?
She ain't. There's a reason she keep walking into the castle.
Right.
Said, bro, they got a whole stained glass window with her picture on it. You think that she got kidnapped here? Like, she lives here, dog.
Why you think you never find her tied up when you save her? She just be sitting there chilling.
So you find her in a room with all her personal belongings. Like, no, she lives here, bro.
So you walked in, saw her watching 90 Day Fiance, and you thought she was just being tortured? That's what you assumed? When she told you, wait till this episode go off, and y'all in Bowser's castle, that didn't give you the red flags? Like, I don't think she's in danger.
She's just not into you, bro. She's just not into you.
So yeah, that's my pick, Luigi.
Hilarious. Okay. Larson, what about you?
Good pick. I know that he already does like have a story, but like honestly, the one superhero I think would be a great villain is Batman, just because like he is like, he has some screws loose, and I feel like as long as he doesn't keep himself in check, like he could snap and like be a really really good villain.
I keep saying this on different episodes. Batman is already a villain. Batman is the greatest villain of all time because he convinced us he's a hero.
Or he's already there.
I really peeped this. This man goes and kicks your ass and throws you in a prison he owns.
In a bat suit,
makes you more crazy and lets you break out so you can go do it again. And he just keeps repeating it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm just wondering, like, why is the streets of Gotham so fucked up? But the Batcave is decked out with the most advanced technology in the world. Like,
he could clean that city up with his money,
for sure.
Because, like I said, I said this on a previous episode, it is clear that Bruce Wayne does not care about being rich. You never see him really enjoying the spoils of his life. He dedicated his life to justice. And so, like, bro, just take the money that you don't care about and invest it into the city.
Yeah. And he don't, though, because even like Alfred said, they'd be like, why don't you just give the cops some money so they can have some tech to clean up these streets? He was like, man.
I ain't trying to hear all that.
He wants to be the one. It's like, bro, you can, like, whatever Kevlar that you got that makes bullets bounce off of you. I feel like the whole GCPD should have that. I just feel like, bare minimum, at least give us all whatever's bouncing, making the bullets bounce off of your chest. Can we have that? Because we facing the same villains that you are. 95% of the time, we facing them for a good 10 minutes before you actually fly in and save the day. So, bro, give us something at least we can last.
Batman, like, man, shut the fuck up and zip up my bat suit.
Like, I ain't trying to hear all that shit. Is Batmobile gassed up?
You know I can't catch this shit back here. Hurry up, bro. Come on.
You think the Batmobile takes unleaded?
What gas does he take?
It's definitely diesel or something.
It gotta be diesel, because I feel like it gotta be like old school mechanics, like because you know Batman, he wants that rev up, he wants that, you know. I can't imagine him having an electric car, because I feel like the Batmobile would be it wouldn't be as scary if it just rolls up on you silently.
It's just Lexa, do it again, hot sound.
It could work though, because if the villain turns around, it's like, when the fuck did you get here?
Yo, I'd be roasting the shit out of Batman if he pulled up silently and then and hopped out. Like, wait a minute. Your car don't sound like how it look.
Right. Like, what? Why do you have fire coming out the back? I don't even hear it.
You're probably like, what?
What? Be like, come on, man. I'm trying to be more eco-friendly, dog. Damn.
Leave, like, nah, this actually be. Made me chuckle. Like, you know, this is a great joke.
Right, that was great. I feel like he take two gases though, one for the Batmobile and then one for the jet.
For
the flames.
Oh, for sure.
He gotta do that one at the house though. The other one, he do gotta stop.
Can't be the same tank.
Nah, I can just see a gas clerk just being. He be like, "Yo, I need 83 on pump 2." I'm like, you bro, you sure? I don't think Chevron got your gas.
Right,
Cape Crusader. Like, you, which one you doing? He'd be like, unleaded,
regular.
I'd be calling, talking mad shit. Like, yo, bro, you know the fucking Batmobile 89. Got horsepower. This nigga got unleaded in his tank.
What if, like, imagine being in the Batmobile and you seeing about to hit empty, and Batman hits you with the no. I know my car.
Oh, fuck.
Like, bro, no, like, I need you to fill this up, man.
Oh, Alfred, my God.
Alfred, the Batmobile stopped mid-tunnel. I can't get all the way into the Batcave. I need help. The car went out. I thought I could make it. I thought I had enough gas.
I thought I knew my car, but...
Like, I keep telling you.
I didn't know the electrical system takes and burns gas, too, okay, Alfred? My bad. I keep forgetting. All right. Oh, I will stop playing Selena Gomez every time I'm in the Batmobile so we can save on gas. Thank
oh
you.
My gosh.
I think my one I can see a hero being a villain is Professor X. And it's just because I don't like that he don't use his powers the way I want him to.
For sure.
Bro, there was a whole thread. So, dog, I realized, because I was like, man, when will this joke die about him not using, you know, saying his powers to make himself walk? So I did a whole deep dive looking into it, and they did give a canon reason why. What it is that it would take too much constant effort for Professor Xavier to constantly make himself be able to walk. So he chooses not to. So it's not that he can't. He can, but he chooses not to because of the amount of energy it would take for him to do it. But then it's like, damn, dog, like, I got this power and I can't use it for the one thing that would be the most helpful. Like, that sucks.
First off, you got an X-Wing, and you mean it's, and people with mutant abilities, people who can go into different dimensions. You mean to tell me you ain't got one person that can take that bullet out your spine and make you walk again? You got a whole danger room in your house.
Okay,
no tech for that.
Hear me out. He's doing it for aesthetic purposes. He's like, all right, I want to be the professor. I need people to look at me like, oh snap, like I need to be non-threatening, but also you understand that I'm immensely powerful. So now he's like, okay, if I sit in this chair, people gonna think like, oh, he's an old crippled old man, but I'm really him. Like, my theory is that he's doing it on purpose, just for aesthetic purposes.
So you think he getting it so he can get bitches?
Who is he? Who is he messing with? His professor.
It was one of the doctors. I think her name was like Moira McTaggart. That was really? One of his
Moira.
Yeah. That was his love interest. Yeah, that was one of his love interests. But that's the thing. I don't like that he don't use his powers. Like, he too goody for me. That's why I would think he'd make a great villain. Like, I just don't like that he don't use stuff that he need to use it for. Like, you should get free parking everywhere. And I don't see him do that.
He does. He got a handicap sign.
That's true. That is true. That is true.
But you know, it goes back to what Larxene said. Like, I do not need superpowers, because especially if I have powers to make my everyday life a little bit more convenient, I am 100% using that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I may, like, you know what I'm saying? I may be like, all right, I'm on the straight and narrow. And then soon as, like, I miss one check, and I'm like, all right, well, I know that I can, like, grab this money from the bank real quick. Fuck it. Like, I'm like,
listen. You
know, once my back against the wall, I'm doing what I got to do with my powers.
Have y'all seen Super Crooks?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that first episode where he's just like, I want to be a superhero, you know, and he, I'm not spoiling nothing, right? I could just.
No,
you can say it.
Okay. He kill everybody on an accident. Forcing niggas to the hospital. And he's just like, fuck, well, can't do that. And then he gets on the wall and he makes the ATM machine like pop out money. He's just like, I'm getting out of town. Like, I'm going to live my life. And this is how I'm going to do it. So I'm just going to take this and go. His friend is like, what are you doing? I'm like, leaving. Would be me. Like, yeah. I would be a anti-hero. Like, I don't think I'd be full on villain. I want to kill people. Like,
yeah.
But I definitely would be looking out for myself, for sure.
I would definitely be the hero where people kind of just go like, oh, this nigga again. Because I don't see myself getting it right. Like, I already know, like heroes got too much responsibility, because once you mess up once, people just be looking at you and judging the shit out you.
Bro, like, you'll fuck up for the rest of your life.
Yes. That's it. Yes.
That's like, bro, I've been swooping down, flying, catching people falling off of buildings for 5 years straight. I missed one person, and now y'all against me? Like, bro, I've been
Spider-Man.
Right. Yep.
That's why,
this is how I would get the people, because I would do a lot of stuff for myself. Like, my golden rule is, like, I would never rob people, right? But in, like, industries and companies, like big companies, like, yeah, I'll rob a bank, but then I would make sure I give money just random.
Like Robin Hood.
You know what I'm saying? I'll definitely be Robin Hood. I'm like, yo, I'm looking out for me, but you know what? If I'm doing this shit, I might as well help out some other people. I'd do something like, if I could talk to technology, yeah, I would be doing shit for me, but then I'll also, like, wipe out all student loan debt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would just go,
Things that matter,
not killing people, not impacting an individual, but, like, an industry that I don't believe in. Oh, best believe I'm fucking that up.
And you doing way more than I'd have done. I'm talking about using my stuff for definitely gaining around my friends. Like, if me and Grace was at a weed spot and she was not sure of this weed, and I'd be like, well, you trying to smoke it before you buy it? And they'd be like, you can't do that. You trying to smoke this before you buy it? Be like, yeah, you go ahead and roll it up and try it if you like. This is why I'm here. Little stuff. Be like, yo, Larxene, you can't get into the Comic-Con convention. She has full access. Oh, yeah, I see you got full access right here. Come on through.
Yeah, I got it.
Now, there are two powers, though, that I feel like, even if you, like, you have no choice but to go bad. And even the good people, I'm like, y'all just, like, one thing away from being bad is firepower and electricity power. Because in my eyes, there's no way that you can do this and look non-threatening. Like, if you do this and lightning comes out, niggas is scared. If you do this and fire comes out, niggas is scared.
That's why you gotta do one. That's why you gotta do one. Do one with one hand. Watch.
That still ain't looks that threat. Very sinister.
Yeah, but it ain't that threatening. I know not to mess with you. This one,
look at Grace trying to do it smiling, and she still looks threatening.
No. Yeah. Grace, do Grace, do one hand. Do one hand.
Okay.
See, Grace kind of look like she finna do a dope ass party trick.
But you have to, like, have the other arm on the shoulder. That too.
Now do two hands. Pure chaos. Right there. Pure chaos. Like, if I saw Dylan. You do that at the corner, I'm turning directly around. Like, nope.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun.
Corner of a party, I'm out.
I know, because even Wolverine's kind of be opening up like this. So, and, you know, he's
terrified.
It's very, yeah, it's very intimidating.
Intimidating, bro.
Yes, very intimidating.
Even with him being short, be like, ain't finna lunge at me with them things out. Nope, I'm going home.
Because and you also hear it. Because here's the thing: in order for something to go shing, it's metal against metal. So if it's coming out his fist and you hear shing, and you're like, bro, what's in your body that's making the shink sound?
I'm out.
That was him coming together, remember? When he does it, they're already out. So
I thought they're touching it.
Yeah, they're touching like each other.
Yeah. I'm still out though.
I'm still out. Yeah, I'm still out. If I heard that somewhere and it's like that's in the middle of the dance floor, it's time to go home.
Like somebody got a sword? I'm out.
Somebody got a sword? Club? Who in the club with a sword?
Who pulled the sword? Let's go. Whole Foods?
Especially if I drove. Let's go. We're leaving. Out of here.
I'm with you. Lexi, I'm at the car already. I saw when he pulled the first one out in the restroom. I ain't got time for this shit. No. Can't trust a dude with a plaid shirt on. About
powers? Oh my God. I'm winning every cosplay contest.
Cosplay contest? Yeah.
Same. Oh my God, because here's the thing, all I got to do is get the suit, and then what I'm doing is people going to think like, oh man, that's a cool trick, and it's like, nah, it's really me. I'm winning them cosplay contests. Right. Exactly.
But before we get up out of here, let me just hear from Grace. What if you had a power, what is something you would do for your own game?
So I had to pick the power, and what am I doing for my...
Yeah, or you can pull from a power from someone that we mentioned today or anything. It's really up to you.
Man, I would definitely have what is it? Kinetic energy or kinetic I was gonna say kinesiology. That's definitely not it.
No, nah, I mean it could be though, because I was like kinesis, but I was like, yo, isn't it that the study?
Man, you can kind of do you could do a lot with that. I'm traveling the world. I'm set. I'm just set. Like I can fly, I would just be carefree. I would be minding my own business, maybe helping somebody on the side of the road that's getting mugged. But I'd be, you know, financially set. I would just be a happy person. I'm not trying to do too much because again, it comes with, you know, all this pressure and
right.
I would be like an undercover hero.
There you go.
Yeah. I would want to teleport. So that way, like, if I'm watching something and somebody talking crazy, I can just teleport, slap them real quick, teleport back. But also, side note, there's a little hand on the side that is throwing me way off. As you was talking, it just kept on creeping in.
Oh, that's her power. Yeah. I told you I could move. Things. Watch this.
It kept on throwing me off.
Hey, you know what's so funny? For this past week, I've been seeing them old school videos where they were doing the pandemic and all the CNN people were at home and their kids keep walking in the back and they just
I
like,
oh my God.
That's what that reminds me of.
That one video where that guy was doing it and like his two kids ran in. And she was like, no.
She was dragging him out.
Did you see the pastor one where like the black kid came in and his mama just like snatched him and he just saw him just his soul got took you just
traumatized. It was so funny.
With that superpower and being a mom, oh my God, I would have probably more kids because I would, you know, I'd be able to do like 1,000 things at once.
Yo, how quick you could make a bed with kinesis and stuff. That'd be fire.
Yeah,
that'd
because
be
you know what? No, I, you know what? As a parent, you know where it would come in the best, and for the fellow parents that are watching, and for the fellow parents that are here, getting a kid dressed in the morning when you got to be somewhere on time is one of the hardest things that you have to do as a parent. So if I got another kinesis and you taking your time, I just say, you know what?
What's funny is actually my son dresses himself every day.
Oh, that got lovely. That got
to
lovely.
A point where I'm starting to realize I'm like, you know, maybe I should intervene because like you've been wearing the same thing every week. Like this definitely doesn't match, but it's comfortable to you. So,
I'd rather that than dealing with my daughter who is in the bathroom and it's like you in there an hour. I'm like, what are you doing, Azaria? Oh, I'm trying to find what I'm gonna wear for an hour. Like, what? If you don't hurry up, we gotta be there.
Women are already there. That's never gonna change.
Yeah, ladies are different. I know. Every time I try to look for an outfit, my whole room gets a mess because
my room is horrible right now. anyway. So I just wear like the same, like I'm like a cartoon character. I just wear, wash it, wear the same.
Help me understand something about this, because this is what my daughter does, and I feel like y'all can give me a little bit of insight. How come the clothes that y'all are trying on doesn't stay in the room? Like, there's a path of clothes from my daughter's room to the bathroom of what she's been trying on until she finds her actual outfit that she wants to wear. So it's like, why is there trail?
Probably from what I do when I try something on, and if I don't like it, I take it off while I'm walking back to my room.
That try I, something I can else agree. On. Yes, I can co-sign to that.
Like, you go to a mirror, you're like, damn it, and you just snatch it off, and then
exactly
trail from my living room to my bedroom.
And so with that power, I would just be able to, like, you know, have those clothes folded back into it. Oh god,
yeah, that would be
take all the other stuff back. It would as a parent.
So it kind of sounds like y'all need powers. That sounds like y'all should get some powers.
Yeah,
and just don't be heroes. That's really just it,
right?
Yeah.
Don't be a hero.
Well, ladies
moral
and gentlemen,
of the story.
Yeah, that's the moral of the story. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a fantastic episode, man. If you're watching this, you already know when it goes over an hour, then that means it was good vibes, it was good energy, and everybody was just having a good time. And so I would definitely like to thank y'all for checking out another episode. Let us know in the comments below, what character would you pick to be a better villain to be a hero, and what character would you select and the day job that they would have? Put it in the comments below so we can comment and start a conversation there. But before I get out of here and before my guests get out of here, I always like to go around and make sure that they get to let you know where you can follow them, support their dreams, and where they can continue being their great self. We're going to start with Grace. We're going to move over to Larxene, and then we're going to end with Deuces, and I'm going to close this thing out. Grace, you are up.
I'm so sorry. I like just blinked. What were we supposed to say?
Just tell them where to follow you, Grace.
And promote whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, she thought we moved to another segment. Hold on.
Let me. I was like, wait. I didn't have time to think. You can find me at God's Grace Aubrey on Instagram. Really, Instagram is where I always direct people. So God's Grace Aubrey, A-U-B-R-Y is how you spell Aubrey. We got some projects in the works. Movie that I'm filming next month. I have a Pokemon commercial that I filmed 2 years ago that I'm still waiting for it to come out. So I'm praying, because apparently Pokemon, you know, they haven't put the game out yet, and they keep, you know. So let's hope, because that would really be dope. But yeah, that's all I got.
Yes, indeed. All right.
Hello, everyone. You can follow me at _Larxene, LARXENE on Instagram and Twitter, and on Twitch whenever I do stream, at Lex, LEX Larxene, LARXENE. And I might be at DreamCon this year, so I'll probably see y'all there.
Grace, Lex, you gotta come chop it up with me.
We gonna be
down there. We're going to be down there at DreamCon. We're filming a documentary as well about Black geek culture. We would definitely love to get you on camera and chop it up with you.
Hey. Yeah. All right. Let's set that up.
Yes, indeed. Deuce, you are up.
All right. So first things first, for whatever reason, I was already following both of you guys. So this is my first time meeting you guys, but I definitely followed you guys. And I don't know why I did, but I just unfollowed and refollowed so y'all can see my name and pop it up at the top. I don't know why I already followed you guys, but obviously you guys did something dope. But everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, especially in blur culture. I am Young Deuces. You can follow me, Young_Deuces, everywhere, man. Like I said, we do stuff about blur culture. We talk about, you know, the Geek Set podcast. We're on Sway's Universe. I'm also a voice on Watch Mojo. So, you know, if you like Watch Mojo and you hear those top 10 lists, that's me. Come over there, you know what I'm saying? Show me some love. And again, just like, you know, Larxene, we will be at DreamCon filming for our Black Geek documentary, and we also got something dope that we're going to announce later on. We can't announce it yet, but if you are at DreamCon and you see Geek Set anywhere, make sure you just come tap in with us, man. We're going to be doing some dope stuff, and we want to include the culture, so we definitely need y'all a part of it.
Hey,
yes,
there y'all go, man. Well, shoot, thank y'all again for checking out another episode. You can follow me everywhere at Will Farrow, PHARAOH. you can have a dream about me next to some condoms, and then that's me being at DreamCon as well. if y'all would like to, just so it's, you know, so I everybody was talking about DreamCon, so I was just, it's the closest thing I can get y'all to for me to be there. So that's where you can check me out.
Grace. said, what?
That was the most random.
if I can make Grace change her whole facial expression, I have a confidence. But thank y'all so much for checking out this episode. Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment. And make sure that you turn on your notifications for every time we drop. And we always drop on the weekend, either Saturday or Sunday and everything. And we shall catch y'all next time. Thank you for checking us out.